Welcome home. Don't even bother trying to run away. You just draw this out for the both of us, and it's been a long day. And judging by your appearance, it looks like you've had a rough day yourself. Hey, I'm not one to pry, but dude, you don't look the best. But I don't judge at all. In fact, that's not even part of my job description. I normally have to turn a blind eye to the worst of people, so don't feel too bad. That last person who's ever going to see you doesn't think that you look the best that you can be. What do I mean by that? It's quite simple. So I was hired to kill you, and that is exactly what I'm going to do, because it's my job. Well, I don't know. Do I look like I'm psychic? It's not my job to ask questions other than what your name is, what you do for work, where you live. And if those details aren't available, then my next question is to myself. And it's normally, how am I going to get what I need to get the job done? And I can't lie. When it came to you, it really wasn't that difficult. But props to you, you do have quite a nice home. Granted, the locks on your doors are a bit tedious. I mean, I'm just saying, you might as well have just left your door open if those are the locks you're going to have. But enough about all of that. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about how you've been such a problem recently. You look confused. Unless I have the wrong person, which is unlikely, but always a possibility, then you, a couple weeks ago, stumbled across something which you really shouldn't have seen, and a certain individual was aware of your discovery of his operations. It was at the university. Yeah, something really bad happened. Maybe you weren't paying attention, but the client doesn't really care. You were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's really a shame because now you have to die. And no. You're going to die. Listen, like I said, I don't judge. I'm not here to decide whether you should or you deserve to die. That's not part of my job. My job is simply to kill. And if it makes you feel better, I'm being paid about $20,000 for your death. That doesn't make you feel better. Yeah, to be honest, if I found out that my assassination was so cheap, I would be very offended. But given by how your house looks, I just assumed that you didn't exactly have much money. So £20,000 is, I think, is a fair amount for your life. Well, nevertheless, I do value intimacy with my victims. Getting to know them on a personal level, that's why I don't use firearms. Because it takes away the personal aspect of the kill. So, I have this knife. And I also have a scalpel, but that's more of a punishment tool I have. I said that's more of a punishment tool. So if you are someone who likes to fight back, then I use the scalpel just to let you know who's in charge. You know, establish a little bit of dominance. Yeah, there's something very scary about having your skin sliced open, pulled back. Oh. But I can't lie. I've met some people who have the most impressive pain tolerances, but hopefully you're obedient and you aren't that much of a fighter. Granted, I know that when my blade penetrates your stomach, goes deep, deep inside of you and really gets all up in your guts, it's going to be really uncomfortable, but to calm yourself down, you can fall into my embrace, and I'll catch you, I'll keep you warm, and then I'll thrust it deeper and deeper inside of you. Oh, yes, yes, I will. Oh, no, yeah, it's normal. It's normal. You'll definitely get upset, and it's definitely going to hurt a lot. But I'll be here to keep you calm and to hold you, stop you from falling to the ground before it's time. And as the life slowly but surely exits your body, I'll make sure to lay you down gently on your bed or on the sofa, depends where it ends up being. I mean, if you run to the bathroom and you struggle a lot, then I may have to just lay you down in the tub. But hopefully you're a good boy and you obey. That would make things easier for both of us. And I really, really want things to be easy for us. So, will you help me in making that a reality? Good, good. I like the obedience. The compliance, it's so, so good. Makes me feel a lot more comfortable around you. And I know my comfort isn't exactly your top priority now, unless your self-preservation is busted. But I can't deny a cute face when I see one. And definitely not a cute guy. I know you do look rough, and I can tell that you've had a hard day. But if you think about it, you can relax knowing that you're never going to have a difficult or stressful day again, because I'm going to cure that problem for you, and you are never going to have an issue like that again. I'm going to take care of it for you. Yeah. All of those problems are going to vanish as soon as my blade is deep inside of you. But since you are so appealing, and since you're also about to die, I don't really have much issue with confessing that I do find you very sexually attractive. You didn't hear me? Or do you just want me to admit it again? I am very attracted to you. In your face and hair. You're incredibly handsome. And you have a very stoic aura about you, even when you're faced with death. It's almost fatherly. No, I'm not going to call you daddy, but I would love to get closer to you. We could be a lot more intimate. It's crazy if you think about it. I'm hired to kill you, and just looking at you, seeing how you stare at me like that, a deer caught in the headlights. You're triggering my protective instinct. And that is really fucked up. I mean, can you imagine the cognitive dissonance I must be feeling? An assassin feeling a protective urge towards his victim? I guess you could say I'm insane. But I'm a very passionate man. And if you're down for it, maybe I could prove that to you. Show you another side of the killer who's going to take your life. All you have to do is say yes and come along. Yeah, follow along. Oh, there you are, you sexy stud. Why don't you come closer to me? Yeah, come closer. Oh, yeah. Let's take this off. You taste so sweet, darling. It's been so long since I've been able to get this sentiment with a kill. Can't wait to penetrate you in more ways than one. Maybe we can make this more exciting. You ever heard of knife play? It's very, very fun. How about I write some words into you? A few letters or a sentence? Really test out your pain threshold. Oh, you are such a kinky boy. I wasn't expecting you to go along with all that. Almost makes me sad that I have to take care of you. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, darling. How are your lips so sweet? Can't get enough of them. You have me absolutely addicted. No. Calm down. It's just a little nick. No. Let me cut you. Let me cut to you. Just stay calm. You're in my arms, okay? You're okay. You're okay. You're a good victim. Yeah, that's what you are. You're my cute, handsome victim. You're going to be good, and you're not going to struggle, and you're going to let me write this little word into your skin, okay? No, it's just a part of the process. It's okay, it's okay. You're so sexy. You are so sexy, and anyone would be lucky to have you, but even better is having the honor to make sure that no one else on this planet can ever have you. If you think about it, this is the ultimate form of domination. The act of taking another person's life. Because after that, no one can ever have you. I don't think I can resist you much longer. I need to be inside of you. I really need to fuck you. And can I? Do I have your consent? I really need Oh, that is so perfect. But just so you know, you can say no, and we can just get straight to business. I'm not forcing you to do anything you don't want to do. If you really, really want this, we can do it, and I can fuck you gently and lovingly before I violently stab you to death. How does that sound? Oh, that is so good. You're so good, aren't you? Yeah, you're going to be good for me. Yes, you are. You're going to be so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, pull those trousers down. Pull those trousers down for me. I want easy access. I don't want to have to rip them off because they look so tight. Can barely imagine how you fit in them. Oh, that is so fucking hot. Is that what you're hiding down there? That is the sexiest ass I've ever seen. Oh, I can't wait to fill you up. Yeah, I'm gonna fill you up nice and good. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready, baby? Feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are so beautiful. Oh, you keep pushing me out. You're so tight. Oh, that tight hold of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, baby. You are so beautiful. Oh, it's a shame that I have to do this because I can really see myself falling in love with you. Because you feel so good. You are so handsome. Oh, and your body is divine. Oh, just let me fill you up. Oh, it's okay. It's okay for now. I've got you. I've got you nice and close to me. Oh. Do you feel how deep I am inside of you? Stretching your walls. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Being dominated in more ways than one. Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, you're really good at this. You are. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, you are so perfect. You are so perfect. How are you so good? Oh, why is life so unfair? Why couldn't we meet in a coffee shop or something? Why did we have to meet like this? Wouldn't it have been so perfect if we could have just been together? If I didn't have to penetrate you after penetrating you. Oh. Yes. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm getting close. You're bringing me to climax so quickly. Oh, darling. Darling, you are so, so blessed. I'm always going to remember you. Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, no. This is it. It's almost over. You just have to let it be. I know you're scared. I know you're scared because you know what comes next. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh, it feels so good to breathe you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, you are so, so wet. Oh, look at you dripping. Dripping with my white gooey seed. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no tears. This is a beautiful thing. We managed to be more intimate than any of my victims before. And so much of your bodily fluids, so beautiful. And I'm going to get intimate with, let me just wipe that tear off your face. Ah, so salty. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to get so intimate with all of your bodily fluids. First it was your tears. No. First it was your saliva as I was kissing you. Then it was, well, the result of me sexually pleasuring you. You got very wet down there, and I have to say, you taste so good. And then your tears, which were definitely a great, great treat. But now it's time for the main course, darling. Or should I say dessert? It's a shame. I really don't want to have to do this, but we've connected so well. All of this was just foreplay in a way. Because now it's time. Oh no, darling. No, look at me. Look at me. No, look at me. I like to see the life. I like to see the light go out. No, fall into my arms. Come here, I have you. I've got you, it's okay. Ah, yes, fall deeper on my blade. Yes. Oh. Yeah, you're okay. It's okay, it's okay. Oh, you're okay. I've got you, you're in my arms. You're in my arms. You're safe. You're so safe, aren't you? Yes, you are. No one's going to hurt you. No one is ever going to hurt you again. You're safe now. You are so safe. Nothing will ever bother you again. Yeah. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at your eyelids fluttering. You are so, so stunning. A masterpiece. I'm going to miss you. I will even say that I feel like I love you. It's a shame. But this is the way it has to be, darling. Oh, you were perfect, though. And you need to know that you were perfect. Before you go, darling, look at me. One more kiss. Before you go, just know that you were so, so perfect. Let's just put you down. Lie you down here. There you go. Now you can rest. Now you can be at peace.